This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What day is it today? Well, it's Trump Day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Trump Day. There's another name for it. You want to know the other name I've given this day? Democrat Devastation Day. DDD. DDD, Triple D Day. This is the WWE match where President Trump pile drives the Democrat Party into the concrete outside of the ring. I'm talking, picks them up and you remember what a pile driver is, where you pick somebody up, their feet are now up at your head, and then you just squat down quickly and their head hits into the cement. That's what a pile drive is. And after today, the Democrats are going to have to eat food through a straw. And they're going to need 24-hour care because they're about to get pile-drived. Oh, I know. There's all kinds of hype out there. They want to convince you otherwise. Nancy Pelosi, many, oh, we're going to win. I'm going to get the gavel back. And Maxine Waters thinks she, I may get the gavel. I'm going to get the gavel from Nancy Pelosi. She is not going to have that gavel. Neither one of these crazy wenches are going to have the gavel. Are you kidding me? You can rest assured, people. Calm yourself down. I know a lot of you are still out there panicked, but I told you, today is a good day. Oh, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for rolling along. Woo! Don't worry, baby. That's what I call today, Don't Worry, Baby Day. Don't worry, baby. Wrong key, right? Was it, don't worry, baby, everything will turn out all right. Still wrong key, but still, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, baby. Settle down. Worry is for the good Lord. Good Lord knows what. He gave us enough punishment in 8 years. You know what God did in 2008? He says, yea, verily, they want baby black Jesus. I shall give it to them. And after 8 years, it was like the death penalty for SMU. They said, we can never do that again. That was too devastating. We can't do that to any college. God said after Obama, I can never do that to another country. Never again can I be that cruel. Yeah. Good day for us, man. I'm excited. Yeah. Going to a party. One of these parties that they're having. Political watch parties. They just had the baseball playoffs. I watched it. Because baseball hasn't kneeled. I haven't watched a down of football. If they played the Super Bowl today, do you know what I would be doing? I'd be watching politics. Do you know if they played the Super Bowl and the kneelers were out there? By the way, I think the San Francisco cheerleaders kneeled. That just goes to show you why I don't watch football, and I am not watching it ever again until it changes. But if they had it on, if they had the Super Bowl on, I would be watching the Super Bowl of politics. I would be watching Donald Trump get validation. He doesn't need vindication. I will watch him get validation from another 20% of this country that says, you know what? We screwed up. We didn't give this guy a chance, and now we're going to give him a chance. You don't know why? Because despite all the attacks going against him, this guy is a rock star. He continues to perform. I remember in football one time, I was in junior high, and this kid, I don't know who he was. It was like Earl Campbell playing against us. He'd hit our line, and there'd be five guys on this dude. One on each leg, two hanging around his torso, and one trying to grab him by the shoulder pads, and he would just be marching down the field with us for a minute. I'm not, y'all think I'm kidding, but I'm not. For 15 yards, we would hit this guy the line, and he would just, and I remember thinking, what's it take to bring this dude down? Couldn't bring this guy down. That's the way I see Donald Trump carrying these, just flicking them off. Like, no big deal. Like, imagine Bo Jackson playing in a Pop Warner football league. That's what Trump looks like when he's a, when he's going, when these Democrats are attacking him. They can't even get their arms around his thigh. You know? You want a stat? Let me give you some. This came from Larry Schweikert. He says, Democrats have lost 82% of the races labeled toss-ups in the last two elections. I want you to feel good today, conservative America, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. This isn't me making this stuff up. This is me giving you the hardcore facts and the truths that you need to disregard the nonsense, the noise of the left, and understand what to listen for. The Democrats have lost 82% of the races labeled toss-ups in the last two elections. 2016 toss-up races won by Republicans, 21. Won by Democrats, 4. 2014 toss-up races won by Republicans, 17. Won by Democrats, 4. Real Clear Politics says Democrats have 202 seats won, Republicans, 96 and 37 toss-ups. 82% final results. You want me to tell you what that number is? Republicans, 227. Democrats, 208, 10 short of being able to take over. So, in other words, they'd have to flip that 10. So, Republicans would be 217, Democrats, 218. 227 to 208 is what Real Clear Politics, based on their predictions right now and the toss-ups and the 82% ratio, that's what you can expect. That's what you can expect. You heard it here. Kevin Jackson saying it yet again. Donald Trump has been masterful. The way he's campaigned, where he's campaigned, the focus in which this campaign has worked, the taking advantage of the things that the left have done to torpedo themselves. And it's been plenty, folks. You would think that they watch Liar Liar and like the scene where Jim Carrey kicked his own butt, because that's what they do day in and day out. And you worry. Many of you worry. Call your friends. Don't worry. Just call your friends and say, are you voting? Heck yeah, we're voting. Man, we got our bug out bags. We're ready to go. How many of your friends aren't voting? Ask yourself that. Let me tell you, Democrats are, you know, I'm not going to tell you what they're doing, but most of them, they don't care. The demographics they say care, they don't care. The demographics that they think they're going to win, they're not going to win in the way they're encouraging blacks to go vote. Go vote, blacks. I say I'm encouraging them too. 30-something percent and as many as 40% are going to vote for the Republicans. They don't want to see anything change. They finally got a job. They finally got off welfare. They're finally, something good is happening in their lives. They don't want to see a change. You think Latinos are worried about this caravan? They don't want to see a change. Women, they want to see a change. Most of them, they want to see Republicans in office. They're sick of this. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. It's a good day.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it.
When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Voter intimidation. That's what people believe the Black Panthers are trying to achieve in Georgia. These, four or five of them? It was a small group. Black Panthers, new Black Panthers. There's a difference, and I'll explain that here in a bit. But anyway, the new Black Panthers, they were campaigning for the Georgia gubernatorial candidate, Stacey Abrams. Now, I'm looking at these guys dressed in black with the black berets carrying assault weapons. I mean, rifles. And they're just walking around. They're saying they're campaigning for Stacey Abrams. I don't know, what type of a voter registration drive you're leading there, because it looks pretty intimidating. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I spent time with the Black Panthers, the new Black Panther Party. They had a Day of Atonement across the nation on April 23rd, I believe of 2009 or 2000, I think it was 2010, not 2009, 2010. Maybe it was 11. But anyway, I believe I was the only pundit who went to this Day of Atonement. I went in North St. Louis, North City, they call it North City St. Louis. Probably one of the top five most dangerous areas in the country. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. I videotape. I put it out on social media. People are like, Kevin, don't do it, man. You'll die, man. They'll kill you, man. And I go, I'm doing it. And they go, please don't tell them you're a Democrat. I mean, a Republican or a conservative and a member of the Tea Party. And I began every interview. Hey, I'm Kevin Jackson. I'm a Republican, a conservative, and a member of the Tea Party. And I'm here with members of the New Black Panther Party. And that was the way I'd introduce every one of them that I talked to. And the reason why I did it is I want people to understand I wasn't afraid to go meet with these brothers. And it was shocking what I found out. I'm going to get to that in a second because here's the thing. I don't know what these guys were trying to accomplish. Because, see, there's a distinction between the New Black Panthers and the Old Black Panthers, unless something's changed. Because the New Black Panthers, to me, is a hate group who offers nothing to society. I said it before I went to that rally. I've been saying it since. And these are guys that have threatened to kill me. And I went to the rally. And the reason why I keep telling you guys these little tidbits, these thought bubbles as you think about what I'm saying is I tell you I'm not afraid to go anywhere and talk to these different people and understand their views because I'm not. Had a guy, a black dude in Missouri, who said something like, I'm only talking to white people and comfortable around white people. And I saw him at a rally, at an event that I was keynoting, and he was in there, and he was telling people this. And I literally said, there are people that go around this town saying that all I care about is talking to white folks. Like, I'm afraid to talk to black people. I said, I grew up in the hood. I've been over to the hood, and I told this story about going to the Day of Atonement, and many of them knew I went because they didn't want me to go. And I said, I went there. I didn't see him. And I said, I don't see him doing anything except criticizing me constantly while he does lip service. I said, look, I get over 100 kids adopted every year. 72 of them are black kids from the inner cities of either Kansas City or St. Louis. Every single year. What's he doing? Talking. Talking smack about me. What part of what I do would say to anybody, I'm afraid to go talk to black folks? What part of anything that I do? That dude was so, but he wouldn't even, y'all think I'm kidding you. My producer, who I'm talking to, he wouldn't even look up from his table because he was going around, he ain't never been talking to white people and all this. The very guy who's doing exactly that hasn't seen a black face in a decade. But you know what he's mad about? Because I was making progress, you know, as a person, as an individual in this movement, and he had spent 20 years as a Republican and hadn't done jack. See, that's what you're up against. It isn't just us battling the left. Many times, you battle the right. So I put that clown in his place. And it was funny because people came up to me afterwards and went, man, you got him but good. I said, you doggone right, because I'm sick of him going around talking this nonsense. And by the way, I ended the meeting, my part of what I was talking about, because I was keynote. I ended it by saying, so, if anybody comes up to you and says, Kevin Jackson's afraid to go talk to black folks, you know they are nothing but a bald-faced dog liar. That's who I ended it. And I looked at this table. He wouldn't look up. He just kept tweeting, you know, messing with his computer. I don't know what he was doing. He wasn't tweeting about me. So, later on, I get a call from a guy in Chicago telling me he wanted to help out, and he asked me if I knew the guy. I said, I know him. And he goes, yeah, he spoke highly of you. And I remember thinking to myself, for the first time, you know why he spoke highly of me? Because I dogged him. I got tired of hearing his nonsense. I'm not afraid of the New Black Panthers or any other black folks. Certainly, individually, they are nothing. As a collective group, there were five guys walking around Atlanta. Woo-hoo! Let me tell you something. I can get five Bubbas that can outshoot them, and I guarantee you I can get five Bubbas that can outfight them. Guarantee you that. So the predecessor to the Black Panthers was a different group, but I want to talk about these guys for a minute. As I said, they offer hatred and racism and things like this. You know, we're going to kill cracker babies and all this other crap. And the left says nothing about him. And I want you to imagine for a moment if the Tea Party sent men with rifles to campaign for a candidate. You can bet the Democrats would be talking about voter suppression by Republicans and they'd whine like stuck pigs. But you can bet also that this candidate for governor, Stacey Abrams, she won't denounce the New Black Panthers as a racist hate group. She won't disavow them, their antics, anything. Remember what happened with these new Black Panthers in Philadelphia? Stood in the doorway with clubs, rifles, whatever, told white people not to go in to vote. It was an intimidation practice. And Eric Holder goes, no, he didn't do anything. There's nothing wrong. Look, I'm sure there's these guys. Look, they want what's good for the black community. I won't dispute that. Their tactics, I think, are very crazy. But here's what they actually tweeted, what they put on Facebook. Panthers, West End, Atlanta, Georgia, armed rally against voter suppression. And relax, before you make any assumptions, we are not working for, we did not plan this event with either campaign. We have members with different political views, both here in Atlanta, as well as nationwide, even right here in this post. We did this on our own accord in response to the voter registration issue we're dealing with here in Georgia. 53,000 registered voter voices won't be heard this election. Could be true, I'm not going to research it, but here's what I will tell you. There's no voter suppression that's being done by Republicans. Look, if you want to come out and vote, the Republicans want to see you vote. Period. Come on out. But I'll tell you this, there's a lot of voter shenanigans going on with the Democrats. Yeah. One of the men spoke about protecting their legal right to bear arms. And here's what he says. We marching. Everybody want to know one thing. Why we marching with a gun? We going along with the vote. We got a constitutional right to bear arms. Got a constitutional right to, and you couldn't hear what he said. Got a constitutional right to bear arms. We want all our constitutional rights respected, all in the same way. See, that's what I found when I talked to the new Black Panthers in Missouri. They knew the law. They were more upset with Democrats than any Republican. That's just the honest to God truth. I have the interview footage. It was shocking to my fans going, Kevin, I was so blown away by that. I said, yeah, they're closer to us than you think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Investigations are ongoing after dozens of bomb threats targeted news outlets, government buildings, banks, libraries, and schools across the nation. The FBI believe the threats stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is speaking out after being sentenced this week to 3 years in jail. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
Cohen speaking on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos about his being sentenced to 3 years in prison this week for committing campaign finance crimes when he paid two women what's been called hush money in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election.
And Facebook is considering offering pay TV services on their platform. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddle dud sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know, everywhere I go, I'll talk to people and they're like, yeah, I recognize you from somewhere. And I'll go, Fox News. And they go, yeah. And I go, yeah, I got fired. And they go, really? Oh, man, really? And then I'll tell them. Or they know. Because here's what happened. Like the other day, I was at a baseball game, and a lady goes, I recognize you. And I, yeah, I'm Kevin Jackson. I said, yeah, from Fox. And she goes, yeah, I knew it. I was telling my friend, an older lady, probably 70, watching her grandson play baseball. And so I said, yeah, I got fired. Why? And I told her, and I said, well, I tweeted that the women who accused Kavanaugh were of, you know, gang rape and all this were lying skanks. And everyone, I'm not kidding you. One guy went, ooh, well, they are, like that. Every single one of them outside of his little slight hesitation didn't say, yeah, but you were right, said, that's what they are. Anyway, my name's Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. I tweeted that these women were lying skanks, and suddenly I'm a pariah, right? But then everybody around me, millions of people, because I got enough mail to know that there are millions out there that went, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I got thousands is an understatement. And they tell you that for every person, and it varies, in radio they say for every person that writes into you or whatever, it's 20,000 listeners or something like that. I don't know if those are the numbers, but they're big numbers. One person represents, let's say, 1,000. I promise you, I got thousands, at least 2,000 messages going, dude, 100% with you. Man, I'm with you in the corner, Kevin. F Fox. Things like this. I know I was right. And now we're getting all kinds of news that isn't vindicating me. I didn't need to be vindicated. It's not validating me. I didn't need validation. I knew exactly what I was saying. I knew why it happened. And, you know, I remember God saying, hey, it's going to probably be a little bit of a fallout if you tweet that. And I said, okay, God, boop. And I tweeted it. And guess what? I got fired. But Fox is worse off for it. Not me. I sincerely believe that. I mean, my buddy Dan Bongino and I are good buddies, but I'll tell you this. I see Dan overload. You know, Dan's a good guy, but come on, how many shows can a dude be on before, you know, with that style before you're like overload? Right now, the Democrats have gone through Avenatti overload. Did we talk about this? I think we did on the radio. They were like, man, when is enough enough? Now, luckily, Dan is a very, you know, he's an accomplished guy. He knows what he's talking about. But I'm saying they've run out of people. Dan's Italian. People think he's black. But they've run out of people. I've seen them put on other, quote, black people to talk about the issues I talked about. No offense to them. I don't think they're that interesting. And I'm not being mean about it. I'm just saying, if you don't bring more than just, yeah, I know the topic and here's sort of one. Yeah, in other words, if you listen to my show, and all you do is go, yep, Kevin, I thought about that. Yep, I was saying that the other day. Yep, that's the way. But if you listen to my show and you go, man, I didn't think about that. That's an interesting angle. then I haven't done my job. So here's why I'm telling you. I think it's Fox's loss. I know it is. I'm not even worried about it. Got something up my sleeve, too. Let you guys know about it here soon. But I want to talk about this thing because it's now vindication of Kavanaugh. Okay, because he was the one under fire, not me. Yeah, so what? I lost a job over it. Life is tough in the big city. Here's a problem with putting all your eggs in the basket of somebody like Fox. You need to, you know, you'll find out that they hold you, you know, you're too precarious. I mean, they've got your life in their hand. They tell you what to say, what to do. Well, we're not exactly telling you what to say, but you better do it. You know, and you're going, oh. Look at what's happened when all these so-called, well, like we had made moderates out of people like, what's her name? She used to be over here on Fox, and she went to CNN. S.E. Cupp is a good example. S.E. Cupp is no longer a staunch conservative. Allison Camerota, she didn't last a week at CNN before she was already a lefty. And I could go on Kirsten, what's her face? That's who I'm thinking of. Her name is Kirsten something. She was at Fox. She was a moderate. Started really coming to her senses. Went over to there and just lost her ever-loving mind. That's what happens. These people make demands of you, and suddenly you can't be yourself. How about a novelty here? How about a TV network where people actually say what they're thinking, and we actually discuss the various issues and really get to the core of it and bring in lefties to do it as well? How about a network like that? True TV. True political TV. Anyway, I was curious as to when is Christine Blasey Ford going to fess up, and I'm guessing it'll be when she's finished renovating her home and spending that $1 million GoFundMe that she got. Because she's not going to fess up until she's broke. Maybe I should say dead broke like Hillary Clinton. Or maybe she's looking to ink a deal with a news network. Maybe Fox has an availability for a show full of lying scumbags. But regardless, the long arm of the law eventually is going to catch up with Ford. She's going to own up to her lies at some point. I don't know how it's going to be. I don't know when it's going to occur. But I believe that in my heart of hearts. But until then, we'll watch the domino fall on some other Kavanaugh accusers. And that's what's beginning to happen. And Senator Grassley's initiating this stuff because he's saying, I want more inquiries. I want to know where this stuff came from. I want to know why MSNBC, NBC, and all these other channels brought these unvetted stories to the fore. NBC's already fallen on the sword. They said, you know, we probably should have done a better job. You know, we probably could have figured it out, you know, that they weren't really telling the truth. Oh, but what, guys? Oh, that's right. You were too busy trying to live to the narrative that had been set that a guy with a stellar record like Kavanaugh was a gang rapist. It's unbelievable. You wonder why I was outraged that day? You would think that, I mean, look, I'm not going to go into Fox. I don't care what those clowns do. But you would think that common sense would prevail in all of this. Zero Hedge reports that another scumbag accuser admits to lying about Judge Kavanaugh. And this is a Kentucky woman. She didn't get a whole lot of press, but she accused Justice Kavanaugh of rape. And it was referred to the Justice Department. And then she admitted that she lied. She admitted with her own mouth that she lied. Her name is Judy Monroe Layton. She took credit for contacting the office of Senator Kamala Harris as Jane Doe. She was the Jane Doe that contacted Kamala Harris. She claimed, without naming a name or time, that Kavanaugh and a friend raped her several times each in the backseat of a car. Harris referred to the letter to the committee for investigation. You remember Kamala Harris, right? Her participation in this. Anyway, the letter said this. They forced me to go into the backseat and took turns, two turns, raping me several times. I don't even know what that means. They dropped me off 3 blocks away from my home, wrote Monroe Layton, claiming the pair told her, no one will believe you if you tell. Be a good girl. Yeah, that sounds like something that Kavanaugh would have done. Not. But let's see what Kamala Harris does with the information now that the committee's investigated and said this. Because during the hearings over this, she and Cory Booker, while Kavanaugh was practically in tears, not in practically, he was, lip, you know, lower jaw quivering, couldn't, you know, just so mad and so disgusted, they're seen laughing with one another. This is amazing to me. I mean, I would like to say some harsh things about them as well. Bunches. They're skanks as well. I'll just put it out there. They're skanks. Kavanaugh had been questioned on September 26th about this allegation, to which he unequivocally stated, "The whole thing is ridiculous. Never happened anything like that. Nothing. The whole thing is just a crock, farce, wrong. Didn't happen. Not anything close." The next week, Monroe Layden sent an email to the Judiciary Committee claiming to be Jane Doe from Oceanside, reiterating her claims of a, quote, vicious assault, which she said she knew would get no media. Upon investigation, the Judiciary Committee found that Monroe Layden was a left-wing activist who is decades older than Judge Kavanaugh, who lives in Kentucky. When committee investigators contacted her, she backpedaled on her claim of being the original Jane Doe, and said she emailed the committee as a way to grab attention. "I am not Jane Doe, but I did read Jane Doe's letter. I read the transcript of the call to your committee and saw it online. It was news," claimed Monroe Layden. She is Jane Doe. She's decades older than Brett Kavanaugh. Didn't take a genius, folks, at any point in this whole process to know that this whole thing was a lie. But Democrats orchestrated the witch hunt in an attempt to bring down an honorable man. President Trump tweeted this about the accuser. He says, "The vicious accuser of Justice Kavanaugh has just admitted she was lying. Her story was totally made up, fake. Can you imagine if he didn't become a justice of the Supreme Court because of her disgusting false statements? What about the others? Where are the Dems on this? Why say, where's Fox on this?" I keep asking people this very simple question. What do you call someone who's willing to lie about a person and practically bring him down, you know, financially, personally, in any way, shape, or form, knowing it's a lie? Give me a name for that skank.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks,
This is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What will they do? What will they do? Who is he talking about? Who is that Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Show talking about? I'm talking about celebrities. I'm talking about celebrities. That's term limit celebrities. How about that? My take is we should never care about what these Holly weirdos think. In fact, they made a joke Hollywood thing about the celebrities and what they would say about the election. Do we have that?
On November 6th, there's an election.
You might be thinking,
wow, a new president already?
No.
This is not a presidential election.
It's the midterm. Senators, congresspeople,
governors,
local officials.
All Americans are asking themselves
the same questions.
Should I vote?
How will I know that I should vote?
If celebrities don't tell me to.
Does Emma Stone think I should vote?
What about John Krasinski?
Have you guys seen A Quiet Place?
Yes, but that isn't what this is about right now. It's about celebrities.
Telling regular Americans that they have to vote.
Many normal Americans like us don't know what we should do until celebrities tell us what to do.
Should I moisturize?
Jennifer Aniston says you should.
That's a yes. But should we vote?
Some people are calling this the most important election of our lives, but they aren't famous. Chris Tucker.
Lady Gaga.
Kendra Lamar.
Will Smith.
Should I vote?
Ethel Merman.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Angela Bassett.
Kylie Jenner's baby.
Bruno Mars.
Cast of Riverdale. Your silence is deafening.
Even Comedy Central had to mock the stupid celebrities that think anybody gives a crap about what they think. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. 844-551-8255. Have you ever cared what a celebrity said or did? I might use a product because, like, for example, and I wouldn't call these guys celebrities, but on this show called Million Dollar Listing, there's a guy, Josh. He's a gay dude out of L.A. This dude can dress. I mean, his style is unbelievable. If he gave me fashion advice, I'd take it. But for the most part, I don't care what these clowns think. Who are you? You can act or you can sing or you can dance. Wow. If you're not doing one of those and giving me advice on that, shut up. I got nothing to even think about for you to talk to me about. But they always want to give us their opinions.
Yeah. I'll go. I'll go if you give me a reason to.
Oh, man. I don't care about their point of view. I wouldn't give them any more credence than I'd give the dudes that come by to pick up the trash, you know, every once a week. Not, and in fact, I have more respect for those guys. I'll listen to them. But to enact legislation? Sorry, Leonardo. I don't care what you think about global climate change. I'm not willing to spend trillions of dollars on your pipe dream. And when they threaten to leave America, here's what's interesting. They never threaten to go to a black or a brown country. I think every time they do that, I'm going to go to Canada. I'm going to go up to Vancouver. I'm going to go up to, why not Somalia? Why aren't you going to the Congo? Huh? Why aren't you going to Chad or Darfur? You know, they always have their pet African country that they're doing something. Save Darfur. Well, you can save it. Go there, build a house, adopt a couple of African midgets, and make the world a better place. Come on. Hallelujah. Everybody come on with me now. Say something. I'm just saying. Are you kidding me? Why you want to go to Canada?
I'm going to go to Canada.
It's easy to go to Canada, the great white north. Why you? Vancouver. You can't get any whiter than Vancouver. Yeah, somebody wanted to go to Vancouver. I know somebody wanted to go to Vancouver. I'm not just making it up. Be looking at me. Don't be messing with me while I'm doing my show. Producers always want to get in your ear when you're in the middle of something. I'm up here preaching. Boy, you better leave me alone. Or maybe he got a little Richard on you. Ooh, boy, woo! They never choose black or brown countries. When a celebrity says, I'm going to leave here and I'm going to Yemen, especially a chick, then I'll believe it. Then I'll go, okay, okay. I stand corrected. Barbara Streisand threatening to leave if the Republicans take control of the House. She chose what? Canada. Not Mexico. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a North American free trade. We'll take two of your senoritas for Streisand. How about that? But she can't live in La Zona Rosa. She's got to live amongst the indigenous. I want to see Barbara Streisand carrying water on her head. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah. They always, you know, what's the most part interesting part about it is regardless of what they say, even when they pick the great white north, I'll move to Scandinavia. I'll go to Sweden. I dare you to mess with me. I'll go to Sweden. I'll go to Norway. I'll go to Finland. I'll go to the Netherlands. I'll go. Yeah, I'll go to France. That ain't white anymore. I'll go to Britain. That ain't white anymore. That's all Muslim. They go to Canada. They want to go to white countries. Mm-hmm. And then they never leave. Then they never leave. You want to know why? Let me tell you why. Under Donald Trump, these clowns are feasting. They couldn't be doing better. Their tax rate just went down. They can bring on more people. They have more money, and they will never admit it if you put a gun to their head. They'll never admit it. But they love them some Donald Trump. Oh, don't, you ain't fooling me. You can fool them, those white folks at your cocktail parties, and go in there and talk. That Donald Trump, he's a, it's horrible. He's such a misogynist, talking about grabbing women by the naughty bits. And then they go privately and go, woo, I'm so happy I get to keep these millions that I've just made. They're feasting. They love it. But they will never admit it. I'm talking about you could cut out their tongues and they would never admit. Well, they couldn't if you did that. But before you cut out their tongue, if you said, I'm threatening to cut out your tongue, they would. Man, that is, it is persona non grata. It is built into their DNA now to hate Trump. I tell you what, I'm tired of their idle threats. When you say you're leaving, there should be a law that requires you to give up your citizenship and get the hell out of the United States. Oh, he said hell. Yeah, Kevin is preaching. He is preaching. He's talking about himself in the third person. They should be gone. What do you think? I'd love to hear from you. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Don't you think they should be forced to go? Somebody wants to be here. I'm talking about legit. There's a person over there going, man, if I could only get to America, I would love it. I would love it. I would love it like no other. I would love it like a woman, like a man loved the only woman he will ever have. Yeah, I would love it like that. I'm just saying, there are people that would come here, they would give body parts, critical body parts. If you put it on the, let me just say, if you put it on the internet right now, America needs, organs. If you are willing to give up one kidney, part of your liver, and what else could they give away? Your hair, and let's say, well, hair is too easy, right? Okay, your kidney, one of your kidneys, part of your liver, maybe even a lung, because you only need one. If you're willing to do that, we'll bring you into the United States. Do you know how long our line would be? We could get rid of the transplant list. It'd be, everybody would be feasting on transplant. Oh, and bone marrow. Let's do some bone marrow. Why not? The list won't get any shorter. Okay, y'all want to have some fun? One of your arms. People will still line up to get here because they want to be here. Just saying, boy. Say that for any other country. What you got to give up. Their list will be shorter than ours. Amy Schumer, she said, When Trump might become president, she says, my act will change because I'll need to learn to speak Spanish because I'll move to Spain or somewhere. Yeah? She says, it's beyond my comprehension if Trump won. It's just too crazy. Now, her bluff got called. She released a tearful statement on Instagram and described her intention to leave as a joke. Anyone saying pack your bags is just as disgusting as anyone who voted for this racist, homophobic, openly disrespectful woman abuser. Like the rest of us, I'm grieving today. Well, grieve on, girlfriend, because you're about to be grieving today again. This is when you won the presidency. Worth $17 million and complaining about what a big old ugly girl that never could, she didn't even have a career. And she's worth $17 million. Lena Dunham is worth something like $5 million. She says, I have a lovely place. I know a lovely place in Vancouver. I can get my work done from there. Well, go get it done. Now she says, no, I was just saying that. Yeah, she wants to take it back. Do, 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 take it back. Yeah, because you know why? You see, you don't want to go anywhere. It's the greatest country in the world made better by Donald Trump. Yeah. What about Whoopi Goldberg? She said it on The View. She said, yeah, I don't think that that's America. I don't want it to be America. Maybe it's time for me to move. You know, I can afford to go. I've always been an American, but this has always been my country. Been able to have these discussions, and suddenly it's turned into, you know, not them, not them. I don't know if that's a thing that says I actually want to go, but if, look, Barack Obama sucked as a president, but I know this country was redeemable. He wasn't chasing me out.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.